We're going to shift east now to Ukraine's neighbor, Russia. Many Ukrainians have settled in Russia over the past 2 years. These are people who fled the fighting in eastern Ukraine, where Russian-backed rebels are engaged in a separatist campaign. Now many Ukrainians in Russia are in limbo, as Levi Bridges reports from Moscow.
It's Sunday afternoon, and 31-year-old Alla Levchenko is having tea with her older sister in a Moscow suburb. They're looking at pictures on a cell phone of Levchenko's home in Donetsk. That's the rebel stronghold in eastern Ukraine. Bombed-out buildings appear on the screen. Both sisters are ethnically Russian, but Levchenko was born in Ukraine. Her older sister, Yulia Privadenaya, was born here in Russia. When war broke out in Ukraine, Privadenaya told her younger sister to come to Moscow.
We would talk to each other on Skype, and you could hear the sounds of guns in the distance. So we made plans for them to leave, because it was clear this wasn't going to stop anytime soon.
About a million Ukrainians fled to Russia after the war started. But processing asylum applications has been slow, and only a third have received temporary asylum. That's left perhaps hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians in a situation similar to Levchenko, living at her sister's place in Russia with a temporary permit. That doesn't allow her to work, though. So she took a job off the books at a small store outside of Moscow. Levchenko sums up how she's working with one word. Нелегально. Illegally. Levchenko says she never imagined that life in Russia would be this tough. When war first broke out in Ukraine, Moscow said it would help Ukrainians coming to Russia. Back then, Russia set up hundreds of what were called temporary accommodation centers to host Ukrainian migrants, but the government then quickly shut most of them down. I made repeated interview requests to the Russian Interior Ministry. They sent a brief response basically saying the government is supporting Ukrainian migrants, but refused to address any specific questions. Marina Lexina, a social worker with the nonprofit Civic Assistance Committee in Moscow, says the government's promises to resettle Ukrainians are simply propaganda.
To show the world, to show the international community that, look, we're doing a good job here. Look how many people gained protection. Look how many people gained the path to citizenship.
She says many Ukrainians can't even begin the application process for asylum in Russia. Applicants first need to find a Russian citizen willing to register them. But more than several hundred thousand Ukrainians haven't found anyone here to do that. In the nearby city of Obninsk, a volunteer makes photocopies of a Ukrainian passport in the bottom floor of a Soviet-era apartment. More than 1,000 Ukrainians have come here seeking Tatiana Kutlar's help. She's a member of the regional legislature. Kutlar is registering Ukrainians to her own apartment's address. Without her, she says they'd have to buy expensive documents from corrupt officials.
Представьте себе, что вы приехали с семьей, с родителями, с тремя маленькими детьми и прочее.
Imagine that you come here with your family and your kids. You need money for food and rent. Winter is coming and you don't have clothes. You didn't bring any warm clothes because you were running away in a hurry. You won't have money to buy registration documents on top of everything else.
But registering foreigners to houses or apartments where they don't physically live is illegal. And investigators have opened a criminal case against Kutlar for doing this. Back in Moscow, Alla Levchenko, that's the younger sister who fled Ukraine, worries that she also might get in trouble because she doesn't have a work permit. Her older sister, Yulia Privadenaya, feels frustrated by the Russian immigration system.
Our country doesn't even have to support refugees financially. Russia just needs to give them the opportunity to legally be here.
Because going back home just isn't an option. So for now, most ethnic Russians who fled Ukraine will have to survive by working illegally in Russia. For The World, Levi Bridges, Moscow.